It's really my pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me when it's, 5 degrees and snowing. I'm hoping to get another invitation in the summer because I love this city. It's a great city, but truly, thank you for inviting me here. What Candace just covered with you is amazing and powerful stuff, and I would recommend, if this is the first time you've seen her presentation, try to see it 2 or 3 times more. It always helped me. By the third time, you really get everything that she's saying. At first, I was like, this is exciting, but wait, I have to really think it through. Because what she's saying, I think, is really going to be what will help us revolutionize education. At UMUC, we are using some of the OLI courses, and we are finding reliably better outcomes for our students to the extent that we are now thinking about using those courses as the de facto course for the course that, in this case, is a statistics course. But as soon as we found that evidence that that course was so much better, you would think that everybody would just embrace it and say, let's do it, right? If you find the cure for cancer, wouldn't you just immediately go use that? And the answer is, it's not that easy. And so part of what I'm here to talk to you about are the realities of a large, predominantly online institution, UMUC, part of the University of Maryland system. Lots of talented people work there. We are viewed as being really at the forefront of a lot of things in higher education for adult students because of the online component. And yet, when you've got so many faculty and so many staff who are very comfortable and happy with what we've been doing so far, change there can be difficult. And so we've been really working to try to help everybody move forward. And I want to share some of those with you, hoping that those lessons might be useful here as well. So my first slide is, what would Socrates say? An enlightened look at technology's role in learning. And the reason that I, let me go back before I head on. The reason I named it that is that we have a faculty advisory committee. It's akin to a faculty senate. And we had a meeting. We bring the faculty, the board of that group, in every January and have a series of meetings. And there's one faculty member in particular who I love to death. She's very smart. But if the administration wants to change something, she, even if she agrees, will tell us why it's bad, because she's just going to be recalcitrant. It's kind of her role in life. And so every time we would bring something up, she would say, well, what would Socrates say? And it kind of stops everybody cold, because unless you're a philosopher, you don't even know how to approach that. So I thought that I would do this for her and maybe unpack what Socrates might say, at least according to Plato. We'll talk about it later. So I think there are some critical questions here to explore. And the reason that I want to explore these is because I think all of us, it's very easy for us to throw around the words technology, learning, faculty role. And depending on which side of the fence you're sitting, we all have our own mental model of what we're talking about. And it gets us into these fights, I think. It happens a lot with the word quality. If you talk to administrators, faculty, and students about quality, you get 3 very different answers. And so it's good to set up what we mean by all of these things, or at least according to what I hope we can start to mean. So let's start with, what is technology? It seems like that would be a very simple thing. And yet we learned at UMUC that it isn't. One of the things that we've recently done is redesigned our entire general education curriculum, trying to make it more relevant to adult students. We had a distribution model like a lot of folks, take 1 from here and 2 from here. And instead, we redesigned the courses so that the preferred courses that the students would take would center around technology. And I can't tell you how many of our faculty said, I don't want our students just learning about computers. And we said, that's not the only thing that technology refers to. So let's talk about what technology might refer to. First of all, it is a concept or a systematic way of thinking. It's the application of scientific knowledge. It's the use of knowledge and resources to solve problems. And it doesn't have to be electronic technology. It can be as simple as a tool that is not electronic. But most of us, when we're talking about technology anymore, are talking about online education and widgets and the thing that the Open Learning Initiative, all this cool stuff that you can do on a computer. Technology is also a tool. It can be the machinery, the equipment, the resources, the systems. It can be as simple as the stirrup that's attached to a saddle. Our historians have put together a really interesting course that looks at technology from that perspective. What did the invention of the stirrup do for human history? Or it can be as complex as a computer. So with those tools in mind,